This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Not even getting to the forecast. No. Certainly not getting to the forecast tomorrow. I'm going to, we went back and forth. Trent McGill's our friend. He is a meteorologist at News 5 and he joins us every day. He might join us a little bit later on in the show today to tell you about tomorrow's forecast. Those of people that are coming downtown for what is a local holiday for the home opener. And I'm letting him tell you the forecast. I'm not getting myself.
It's not great. I mean, is it the worst ever? It's not the worst ever.
It's so funny because there was a flashback, and I don't know which year, of not too long ago where it snowed during the home opener. They were one out away from it being called kind of a full game or a complete game to count in the record books. And then the umps called it, end up not being an entire game. So that I remember that, and I don't know how many years ago that was. But it is not great weather. It has not been great weather. And if the temperature's fine, we talked about it before, then it's raining. So it's going to be cold tomorrow. So that's on the way. In more positive news, on the way coming up at 6:40, we will have Stevie on the socials. Anything you missed over the weekend, our producer Stevie, will have that for you. Also, it is back because it was big news, and they have updated the votes in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, which means a round of Know the Nominee, where we will have Stevie in studio. I'll play a clip from one of those nominees, and we'll see if she knows who it is.
Always a good time, and thank goodness Stevie is such a good sport about it.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. You know, I go through all those things that are on the show, and I just figure, really, the pinnacle is dead guy in an envelope, and it kind of goes down from there.
I don't think that's it at all.
I mean, if you really think about it.
It might be the opposite. I think it's more of a crescendo from that.
We might have to move this to later in the day. I would never do that to our EMCs. No. I would never do that.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's still in there. No one guessed him yet.
Still in there. Pull him out of that envelope. Yank him out of there.
That's weird.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not enjoying the snow. How about you?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. So I walked into the Halley building. Obviously, we're live in downtown Cleveland. I drove from Menor, 20 minutes away. And JJ downstairs, who kind of runs the store downstairs, asked me, did you get any snow? I said, no, I didn't get any. So what are you talking about? So you see some snow?
I had to scrape my car. That was not It was an unexpected surprise.
Oh, no.
Well, I just kind of learned that there are wrecks, car wrecks, all over the place this morning. I don't know exactly where, if it's 71, 77, 90, you know, Jennings. I don't know where, but there seem to be people, so be careful. I don't know if it's black ice or it's just slick conditions or what's going on.
It doesn't seem that ridiculous.
Okay. Where are you at that you had to scrape your car?
Out in Geauga County.
Okay. There you go.
Chardon area.
Okay, Chardon area, yeah.
Well, when I took my dog for a walk yesterday, there were definite flurries coming down, but nothing that stuck and nothing this morning. So I'm over it. It's April.
All right. Well, we would love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Greg Allman.
No, it's not Greg
Allman. Not Greg Allman. We appreciate the phone call, though. Anybody else seeing snow, slick conditions, anything like that? We're getting calls. April 7th, home opener for your Cleveland Guardians tomorrow. Of course we're talking snow on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good.
Look at the picture Deborah just sent me of her porch. It's covered in snow.
I cannot.
Look at that.
Believe this.
This is to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. Why is everyone dealing with snow?
You can always reach out to us, DM us, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 Cleveland. There was nothing in Mentor and nothing on my drive-in. I know that the roads, and we'll get to like our official traffic in a minute, but you wanted to call and let people know what. Please go right ahead.
Copley has it, and I'm heading on 77 North, and it looks like Brunswick might have a little bit more than us, but I wanted to let you know that there were multiple accidents on 77. There was a guy changing his tire on 77 North, and then on the opposite side, they had another police vehicle. Then there were fire trucks at another location, police cars on the same side of 77 North, and now they're saying there's a crash 77 North, 3 miles from the Wheatley Road exit.
Stay away from that area. So snow all over the place. I know we're getting alerts, too.
Emily's in New London, too, and she sent a picture of, you can see the grass is covered, the patio is covered. I had flurries yesterday when I took Millie out for a walk in the afternoon. Had to bundle up really well. The flurries coming down. She had a moist back when we got in. But no, there's nothing on the ground today. And
did she fall?
No.
I know. Different story? I know, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Then I thought, oh, I should have put her winter coat on her. I just didn't think of it before I left.
You should have. Keep letting us know, the DMs, what you're seeing out there as well.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the Socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Parents are presenting their kids with an ethical dilemma in a viral TikTok cookie challenge. So the online challenge consists of the parents putting 3 plates in front of them with a napkin over top of each, and there's a cookie underneath, and they each reveal a cookie one by one. And usually it'll be one parent has one cookie, the kid gets two, the other parent has no cookie, and they kind of see what will happen. A lot of the ones I saw, the kid usually shared, and it kind of went something like this.
One, two, three. How many did you get?
Two.
I got one.
Daddy got?
One.
You got?
Three.
What about mommy? Mommy didn't get any cookies.
Why didn't I get one? What am I gonna eat?
You can eat this cookie. I have that one.
Oh.
Aww.
Oh my god, that is the cutest thing ever.
She shared one of the two cookies with mom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, gave mom the cookies. She had none. One of her cookies. Some of them kind of like flopped around. They tried to keep both. It's really funny seeing how the kids react, but there was one video that went very viral with over 80 million views from a creator named Hannah Cook. Here's how her son reacted.
One, two,
three.
Three.
I didn't get any.
Thank you so much.
So cute.
He was very upset.
He was very sad for his mom and shared. So most of the kids do share the cookie.
Most of them. Sometimes they don't, but a lot of times they do.
And then the parents just laugh.
Yes, or they think, wow, we got to become better parents. Yeah. Depends on how it goes.
God, I wish I could rewind time and see what my kids would do.
Oh, I know. I saw one unique one. You're right. Most of them are very, they're very, very cute. And I did see a unique cookie sharing one just yesterday. That's next on Star 102. Steve on the socials just a few minutes ago on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We do this every day. We're also going to bring her back in studio for a nice Know the Nominee coming up here at 7:05. So with the cookie challenge, we talked about it before. There's a mom, there's a dad, there's a young kiddo, and there's a series of cookies, right? Where the young child, it's revealed, has two cookies, and either the mom or the dad, usually the dad, I believe, has one cookie, and the kid has a, you know, decision to share, to keep, like, what's going to happen with these cookies? And I saw one where the toddler takes the dad, the cookie from the dad, and then gives it to the mom so he can still have two. I just thought that was hilarious. How am I going to figure this out? I don't want to give up my two. I'm not going to figure this out, but I'll go ahead and give it from dad to mom. So that was one. Because most of the time, the kiddo's like, oh, mommy needs a cookie. I'm going to give him one of mine, and everything's going to be even. I just didn't see that a lot because the majority of those videos show it that way. I just thought that was well played.
This kid is so cute.
This kid's going somewhere. I'm keeping my two. You know what? Mommy's sad. I'm going to go ahead and appease mommy. Daddy's going to be fine.
Most of the kids are dividing the cookies between three, right?
They are. Oh, it is.
And they're like 1-2 years old type of, maybe 2 years old in these videos.
Yeah, like old enough to talk, old enough to make that decision, old enough to, you know what's going on. Yeah, it's great.
So cute.
That was a great Stevie on the socials. A lot of fun, too. You've probably seen it, I would imagine, on TikTok. If not, we've talked about it. If your phone's by you, I'm sure you'll see it within the next 24 hours. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. If you're a car star, you're listening on your car radio, if you will. I mean, if you're out driving, all I'm doing is getting alerts all morning long about the State Route 8 northbound in Hudson closed due to ice. 271 southbound local lanes closed in Beechwood. ODOT says crews are out. I mean, the list goes on and on. We are a live and local show. A lot of times we're not talking about traffic. Every 15 minutes we have that. It's not something we promote all the time, but obviously being live and local, we have the latest information on what in the world's going on. We hate that it's a Monday and you're stuck in it. We hope that you were safe. We hope that you're being careful. That is clearly the underlying theme of what is April 7th that I was hoping would be an 80-degree day heading into home opener tomorrow. 70,
sadly,
60,
that's
50?
Not happening. No, not and, even that.
Anything at all! We're going to have a brand new segment called Yell at Trent coming up at 8:05.
Oh, you poor Trent. Every time we talk to him, we're like, hey, Trent, you don't want to talk on a lovely, beautiful day, do you? How about you tell us about the terrible forecast for the home opener?
If you don't know who Trent McGill is, he has been in this market for several years. There's probably not a nicer human, and he is a meteorologist at News 5. Joins us every day on the show and gives us our forecast. I text him this morning. I said, hey, can you join us live and give us kind of an extra forecast? This was your idea. It's a great idea. Coming up at 8:00. And, you talk about what we can expect 24 plus hours out for the home opener. And I said, Jen wants to talk to you. I don't.
Did you say that?
Because of the forecast. This isn't a Tim desire. Jen
Here's
brought this
why.
Up. It's a smart one. And I guess I get on the interview.
Because you know why Trent is so good. He'll be like, well, at 2:00, it's going to feel like this. At 4:00, it's going to. There's a lot of outfit planning, people coming downtown early. And you can't say that to him.
So that's what's coming up. That's coming up in an hour.
You can't say that.
What's coming up next is Know the Nominee. Why are we doing Know the Nominee?
So because it was a big story the other day that more than 2 million votes have come in for the fan vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Fish is in the lead. Over 281,000 votes for Fish. Then you got Bad Company, Billy Idol. But a lot of people voting. And this is a really, really big deal.
We're older than Stevie. We know all of these nominees. Producer Stevie does not know all of these nominees. So I've created a game called Know the Nominee. I will play a clip from some of these artists. I have the list of nominees in front of producer Stevie. She's going to guess which artist it is. That is Know the Nominee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Playing a round of Know the Nominee. Producer Stevie joining us in the studio. I'll play a clip of a nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Producer Stevie has a list in front of her. She's going to guess who it is. And what did you ask me literally with the minute left in that song?
I asked if you're going to trick me again. That's not fair.
And I said, "You, why would you even ask that? You know, he won't tell you if he's going to trick you. B, you know he has something up his sleeve."
What did I say?
You should not trick me. It's not nice.
What did I say? I'm not going to trick you.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I feel so guilty. Listen, I want you to
feel
know.
Uncomfortable. I can love see
you.
It.
I love you so much, Stevie, and I feel so awkward doing this. Like, I feel so guilty that we're doing this to you. But it's really enjoyable, like, a lot. And, like, the fact that Tim came up with this and that the first time we did it was really enjoyable, it's just a lot of fun. It's kind of like when you ask us about Wizards of Waverly Place and Drake and Josh and stuff.
We don't know any of that.
But I just want you to know I'm on your side.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hopefully this time you have some Mariah Carey, because I got that one down.
Oh, yeah. Did you put Mariah Carey in last time?
No.
He had Cyndi Lauper you knew last time.
Yeah, that was about it.
Mm-hmm. And I think Billy Idol maybe was a struggle.
Yeah, that one, not familiar with him, I guess.
How about this?
Outkast.
Oh, good job.
See? Yeah, exactly.
It's easy.
All right. How about this?
Joy Division.
Kind of.
What does kind of mean?
New order. Yeah.
That's good. Look at
Wow. Did you know that, or was
no,
that a lucky
I
guess?
Just guessed.
You're doing this is great. You're crushing this
just
round.
Just didn't sound like the others.
Sounds like you studied.
No.
All right. Well, let's go with this.
I don't know this one. Bad Company. Soundgarden.
That's Soundgarden. That one.
Okay. Joe Crocker. Crocker? Cocker? What is his name? Are you tricking me on the list?
No, that's accurate. It is Joe Cocker.
It is.
I don't know him.
I can't look at Jen as my pro.
I literally am facing the window.
That was Billy Idol.
Was it really? Why does he always not sound the same?
By the way, when you brought that up, I don't know, a month ago, whenever we played this game, I have never thought about that. Billy Idol has a bajillion songs and his hits, none of them sound like Billy Idol. Like, he has so many different sounds.
It's a variety? I don't know about
they
that.
Don't have different,
I, I'm telling you, different he vibes. Sounds different. Right.
They have different vibes. Yeah, his
like
voice.
Like, I'm looking for something to identify it as other than a voice.
Yeah. So, well, I just have a couple more. I have a couple more that are next. That's fine.
Okay.
We know the nominee. God. Play along. Maybe you dominate this game. Maybe you don't know. That's next. Thank you for the DM, Johnny. We appreciate that. He loves Know the Nominee on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Playing a clip of a song of a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee, somebody that could be an inductee. Producer Stevie has the list in front of her. She's going to try to guess on who it is. That's the game. That's it.
Simple.
We know who it is. We're older than producer Stevie. She's trying to figure it out. Some she knows, some she's taking an educated guess. That's how the game works.
And you've done really great so far. Especially on the guess. I think
I'm from now on, my goal is to just guess Billy Idol for everything.
Okay, like this?
No. Cyndi Lauper.
There you go!
Stevie! I don't know this one, though.
I was wondering, because I was a... By the
she's
way,
got a distinctive good voice.
Her voice, distinctive, unlike Billy Idol. No offense.
Let's go with this. Here you go. Here's another one.
This is the Black Crowes.
Ooh.
This is not the Black Crowes.
Something like that.
I thought you might know it. Oasis.
Is it Oasis? I only know one Oasis. He told me on Friday
we were talking about this, and he was saying he put Oasis in. I'm like, she's not going to know Oasis. Yeah, she knows.
No, I know Wonderwall.
I'm sorry. I thought you would know that one. I was like, that's probably a toss-up.
It sounded familiar. Like, I knew that wasn't Billy Idol.
Okay.
So that's progress.
Does this sound familiar?
No, but I'm going to go with Billy Idol. Because it could be. There's going to be
a question on your taxes. There's going to be a question on whatever it might be, some light thing, and it's going to be Billy Idol. That one is Black Crowes.
Makes sense.
I'm just going to do one more and leave you alone. We're going to do one more and leave you alone. All right, how about this?
I don't know, Billy Idol.
Yeah! Yeah! You did it! The nominee, you got it. All right, it is 7:20. Good morning, Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Producer Stevie doing much better. That was much better with the round of Know the Nominee.
Stephanie sent us a message on the Jen and Tim show Facebook page. Said, "Y'all are nuts. I love it. You guys make my mornings every day." Thank you, Stephanie.
Dan's like, play some fish. I should next time. I'm sure we'll play it again, Dan. It's funny. I should have extra.
Oh, yeah, if you grab a clip of fish. I feel like that's a distinct sound, isn't it? Although I think I only know like one fish song.
It just depends. That's funny. She did great.
She did.
Well. I mean, put her in a realm of the songs that she doesn't really know and you have to guess just based on the artist. That is not easy. That's not easy to
do. And the fact that Stevie is such a good sport about it. I had tears in my eyes from laughing at that, by the way. That's pretty. I don't know why.
And she's smart because last time Billy Idol, I played, I don't know, three or four songs of Billy Idol and she moved to the next artist. Like, okay, so it's a Billy Idol song, so it can't be moving forward, which I never said. I just kept playing different ones. Anyway. And I can't look at you. That's the problem.
I know.
I can't look at you.
It makes
you start
it worse.
Laughing. Your eyes are watering.
I know.
It's making me laugh. I got to look away from you.
Today's Star City is Fairview Park at 31 degrees. Machine Gun Kelly's renovation of Shooters on the Water officially happening as it's being transformed into Shooters Yacht Club.
Wait, is this going to be fancy? Because Yacht Club does not seem like they're going to have burgers. Do we have a ruling
Maybe
on this or we don't know?
Maybe it's a fancy burger. I don't know. So here, it's a $1 million renovation.
I'm very curious about this because Shooters, we have all been there at some point in time. It was open for how many years? 30 years? I don't know. What is this going to be? I'm very curious.
So listen, I went to Shooters this past summer for the first time in many, 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 many years. I think we talked about it on the show when I did because the view is so beautiful down there. But I mean, Shooters is definitely still Shooters from when I last went there a long time ago.
It is
awesome. They're renovating and Shooters Yacht Club sounds much fancier.
It does. I'm curious about it. I'm not knocking it at all. I'm just very curious about the transformation. Beautiful view right on the corner there. I mean,
it was stunning. I mean, it was absolutely a beautiful view. The bathrooms are getting updated, the bars, the flooring, the damaged decking. They expect it to be complete by early August.
I feel like this is more of a Gen 2-y question, but behind Shooters, how's that bridge just stay up?
Oh, yes,
just fine.
You know,
I know.
The fear of heavy.
Your fear of heavy
is very.
Bridge is just fine in a 45 degree angle. It's fine.
Just dangles there.
70 degree angle.
It
just
reminds
fine.
Me. Do you remember in the movie Annie when Annie climbs up?
Yes.
Yeah, and she's like dangling. It's just like that.
How is that just?
Why is it gotta be up
fine.
There?
That is how many tons? How many tons is that bridge? It's just fine.
What's holding it?
A wedge. It's just a wedge.
It's not a wedge.
Is it like it's got to be some type of locking system and a couple of arms on it? I don't know. I'm not an engineer.
I need to drive down there today.
There's actually people that have been holding it this entire time.
They are not.
This is going to. Humans.
Well, I don't know why you would bring that up to me because you're right. It is a me thing. And now I will be stressed out about that eternally.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Tim. Tomorrow, the home opener for the Cleveland Guardians. And if you're headed to the ballpark, expect some upgrades. The Terrace Club, now an open-air multi-level hub with fresh food options, a new beer hall. The left field gate has a more open layout and a straight line view to the field. And a new dugout club will offer a premium experience with field level seats and a private lounge.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. How are you?
Not enjoying the snow. How about you?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So I walked into the Halley building. Obviously, we're live in downtown Cleveland. I drove from Menor, 20 minutes away. And JJ downstairs, who kind of runs the store downstairs, asked me, did you get any snow? I said, no, I didn't get any snow. What are you talking about? So you see some snow?
I had to scrape my car. That was an unexpected surprise.
Oh, no. When I took my dog for a walk yesterday, there were definite flurries coming down, but nothing that stuck and nothing this morning. So I'm over it. It's April.
By the way, is your dog still not finishing walks?
She is not finishing
walks. This is the most bizarre thing. She takes her dog on a walk. I'm assuming, you know, around the block or wherever it's at, around the cul-de-sac. Millie does what?
She just stops dead in her tracks. She will not keep walking. And then sometimes I try to give her a treat, and I have to bend down to give her a treat, and she'll walk toward me. She'll take the treat, and then she'll stop again.
And it's not like you're walking 7 miles.
No.
Right? Like, it's not like she's exhausted. Like,
no. It's almost like she doesn't want to be over. I don't know. I can't get her. Like, literally, the last 3 or so houses of the walk are miserable because to get her to come in is all. I can't do it.
I've never heard of that.
It's so weird.
Anybody else? You can DM us, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102 Cleveland. Send us a DM or 216-343-1021. We're just curious. I mean, snow and traffic, that's not the April 7th I thought that was going to happen here in Northeast Ohio. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
I can't believe how many people are saying they had snow or had to scrape the car or sent pictures in.
Stevie had to. She talked to us about off the air.
And I was mentioning it yesterday when I took my dog for a walk that it was snowing, like flurries, so I had the hood up and all that. And you reminded me that I told you, at the end of our walks, my dog Millie will stop walking. She's just done. She's done. Like last few houses, she's over it. And sometimes I have to crouch. So I'll crouch down and I'll offer her a treat, and she'll walk like 10 feet to me or what, you know, whatever the distance is. Okay, she takes the treat. And then I walk ahead and then she just stays there. So then I have to crouch down again and offer her a treat. It's like 10 feet chunks we have to walk. It is literally awful. It's misery. It's the end of it.
I've never heard of it. Anybody else's dog, as I mentioned, it's not like you're walking a marathon.
No.
And the dog is done. It's nothing along those lines.
It's almost like she thinks that I think she's mad I'm taking her home. Like, I'm not done with this. Let's keep going, woman.
Oh.
Tiffany says, same. He gives up too, and daddy has to carry him. Now, I have carried her before because I've had to do that too, because it's like, sometimes we'll be crossing the street. She'll stop in the middle of the street. She'll just stop and look at me. And she is 32 pounds. Like, it's not.
That's a workout.
I mean,
lift that dog.
It is. I can lift her, but like, and then to walk all that way. And then Michelle says, we call that putting out the dog anchor. Michelle, that makes so much sense. She says, it's amazing how heavy a small dog can make itself when it doesn't want to move.
Fair.
And it is. And I mean, she wears a harness. It's not like I'm pulling, like, and sometimes I'll try to tug, which I think is not like what you're supposed to do.
Or you're trying to move it a little bit. Again, I mean, we've all been there.
She will not budge. She will not budge.
Does she just know she's going to get a treat? Is there
I don't know.
Treat aspect to this or no?
I don't. I mean, maybe I've like improperly trained her to come for the treat. And like, I'm not using a word for it. I don't know. I'm not a dog trainer. Clearly, I need one.
Dog trainers. 216-343-1021.
Can someone come
over
later?
Maybe there's a dog trainer stuck in traffic that is everywhere.
Please.
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.